Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Doll Master and Other Tales of Terror by Joyce Carol Oates, published by Head of Zeus in 2016. Today is all about trials, guns, and the fine line between love and hate. Now, this is a collection of six of Joyce Carol Oates' short fiction from the past few years, and as I usually do when talking about short story collections, I'm going to talk about three of my favourite stories. Equatorial is the story of a wife and her husband on a trip to the Galapagos Islands. This is a trip the husband has been wanting to take for many years, and the wife has finally agreed to come along. She's not as fit as he is, and the story starts with an episode of altitude sickness in Quito, and the wife's increasing feeling that her husband is trying to kill her. The story then goes back in time to show how she's the third wife of the husband. He regularly trades in his wives for a younger model, and now, over 50, she fears her time is up. But every time she thinks he's going to do it, he pulls back and she changes her mind, convincing herself that he does love her. Until a familiar face arrives on the tour. Now, the wife is really a downtrodden character, ground down by her husband's overbearing nature and her desire to please him. Until she finds her own strength. With the overseas trip and the cruise and the domestic tensions between husband and wife, this story reminded me of a classic crime story like a Christie or a P.D. James. The next story I liked is called Big Mama, and it's the story of a lonely new girl, the daughter of a single mother recently come to town for her mother's new job. No one notices her, not even her mother. All her mother does is warn her about the recent disappearances of pets and small children in the town and nags her to come home straight from school. As I mentioned, she's invisible at a new school until Rita May offers her a lift home. She and Rita May become firm friends, and she's introduced to and drawn into her close-knit but unusual family, headed up by a single father. This is the family the girl hopes for. But all is not what it seems. Now, this story filled me with dread as I turned the pages, particularly the scenes with the overly attentive father. I thought I knew what was going to happen, but then the story took a very different turn. The third story I liked, and by far the most affecting, was Gun Accident, an Investigation. Hannah returns to her hometown after many years, and driving down a street, she points out a house to her children. It's the house of a former teacher of hers, and while in high school, Hannah was asked by that teacher, Mrs. McClelland, to look after her house while she visits her husband in a hospital in the nearby town. Hannah was thrilled that the popular Mrs. McClelland asked her to help her out. But before leaving, her teacher hands down very strict rules about not letting anyone in, watering the plants, and looking after the neurotic Siamese cat, Sasha. Hannah follows her instructions to the letter, but notices that her husband's study isn't locked like she said it would be. And then there's a knock at the door and a familiar voice asking to be let in. It's Hannah's favourite but estranged cousin, a boy known for troublemaking, petty crime and drug use. But he wouldn't hurt Hannah, would he? Should she let him in? Now, this story was completely gripping, as I, like Hannah, wondered how far her volatile cousin would go. Now, this was my first introduction to Joyce Carol Oates, but I'll definitely be back for more. So if you like tense relationships, rabbits, dolls, poisons, and hate crimes, I heartily recommend The Doll Master and Other Tales of Terror by Joyce Carol Oates. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.